Sadly, many of our Protestant brothers and sisters go their entire lives without asking this very important question: where did the Bible come from? The word Bible comes from the Greek ta biblia, which means little books. The New Testament is the collection of little books and letters that were written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit during apostolic times. These revolved around the life of Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't write the Bible. Jesus didn't leave any writings. Jesus didn't instruct anyone to write. Jesus taught with his words. He instituted a church to continue his mission and his teaching. After he ascended into heaven, and after the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles at Pentecost, the apostles, the leaders of the church, handed on to others everything that Jesus had said and done. They usually handed this teaching down verbally, but also sometimes in writing. These sacred writings were collected and compiled by the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church existed before the books and letters of the New Testament were canonized. A brief reading of the Apostolic Fathers will reaffirm that the early church was thoroughly Catholic. The word Catholic comes from the Greek word katholikos, which means universal. So as time progressed, these sacred books and epistles were copied, compiled, and canonized by the universal church. With great care and guided by the Holy Spirit, it was the Catholic Church that decided which books and letters were inspired by the Holy Spirit, which books came from trusted New Testament authors, and which were not. The Church existed for over 300 years without a finalized Bible. It wasn't until the year 382, at the Council of Rome, during the reign of Pope Damasus I, that we got the canon of Scripture just as we have it today. 46 books in the Old Testament and 27 books in the New Testament. The members of the Catholic Church, year after year, hand-copied and reproduced the Bible down through the centuries with these same 73 books. It wasn't until the 16th century, during the Protestant Reformation, that the Protestants removed 7 books from the Bible. Up until then, there was unity. With this rupture spread the false belief that the Bible alone is all that you need, sola scriptura. There are several problems with this. One, the Bible is a Catholic book. If you don't trust the church on anything else, why would you trust the Catholic Church to provide you with the Bible, the one book you're basing your entire religion off of? Second, sola scriptura simply isn't scriptural. Nowhere in the Bible does the Bible say the Bible alone or scripture alone. In addition to that, any references to scripture in the Bible are references to the Old Testament because the New Testament didn't exist yet. Finally, the Bible is a difficult book to understand. There has to be an authoritative interpretation, or else you're going to have a bunch of different churches that all disagree on difficult passages. Jesus wanted his people to be one, but the fruit of sola scriptura is disunity. One man breaks away to start a church based on the Bible alone. If another disagrees, he starts his own church. Next thing you know, there are thousands of different churches all claiming to go on the Bible alone. The Bible is a Catholic book. Just as faith and reason go together, scripture and tradition go together. There's nothing that the Catholic Church teaches, when properly understood, that contradicts scripture properly understood.
Scripture supports the church, and the church supports scripture. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15, St. Paul says, "So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter." Here he is speaking of scripture and tradition, totally Catholic. In John chapter 6, verse 53 and 54, we can hear Jesus talking about the Catholic Eucharist. He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." In John chapter 20, verse 22 and 23, after Jesus died on the cross, he comes back to the apostles and institutes the sacrament of confession. The scripture tells us he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Later in James chapter 5, verse 16, we read, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Again, confession of sins. And I could go on and on with various scripture verses and teachings of the church that support one another. The Bible is a Catholic book. Scripture and the church do not contradict. You might say, but our Protestant brothers and sisters have scriptures that they use against us. Yes, but those scriptures are taken out of context. If you look closely at those verses, they simply do not say what they're trying to get them to say. So for example, Protestants will try and use 2 Timothy 3:16, which says, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Amen. We agree with that completely. Scripture is inspired by God, and it is profitable for teaching and correction, but it doesn't say only Scripture is profitable for teaching and correction. Scripture tells us in 1 Timothy 3:15 that the church is the pillar and foundation of the truth, and the truth, as you can see, is consistent and defensible. The church is the pillar and foundation of the truth because she has her authority from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one who instituted the church. If you want to get to know Jesus better, you must read the Bible, especially the New Testament. Saint Jerome tells us that ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. As Catholics, we must especially read the Bible. We must learn to recognize the ways of Jesus Christ. We must learn to recognize the voice of Jesus Christ. The Bible isn't a dead letter. It is the living Word of God. In Scripture, we don't just read the words of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ speaks to us today. I encourage you to read the Scriptures prayerfully. Pray with them, meditate upon them, and most importantly, listen. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you're watching this and you're a non-Catholic, I would like to encourage you to continue to research the Catholic faith, because ultimately, there's just one reason to be Catholic, and that's because it's true. Also, I would personally like to extend to you an invitation to join the Catholic faith. To find out more information, visit your local Catholic parish. God bless you, God love you, and we'll see you soon.